And Romans 15, verse 25, Paul said that now, however, I am on my way to Jerusalem in the service of the saint there. For Macedonia and Achaia were pleased to make a contribution for the poor among the saints in Jerusalem. And they were pleased to do it, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have share in the Jews' spiritual blessing, they owe it to the Jews to share with them their material blessing. Verse 28. So after I have completed this task, and I have made sure that they have received this fruit, and I will go to Spain and visit you on the way. My question to you is, should Paul go to Jerusalem to bring this offering contribution from the Gentile churches to Jerusalem? Go back to, don't leave the Romans chapter 15. Go back to the book of Acts, chapter 21. I read you two portions of the scripture. The first portion is when he's on the way to Jerusalem, before Paul arrived in Jerusalem. And this is what happened. 21 verse 4. Finding the disciple there, we stayed, not just Paul, including Luke and Timothy and all the other companions. Finding the disciple there, we stayed with them 7 days. Through the Spirit, they urged Paul not to go on to Jerusalem. But when our time was up after 7 days, we left and continued on our way. In other words, Paul did not take that advice. Second portion of scripture, chapter 21, verse 10, book of Acts. After we have been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Agabus, I want you to circle the word Agabus. He is the man. He is one of the prophets at one point in time, went to the church in Antioch. That's the headquarter of the Gentile church. They sent Paul, Barnabas, to a short-term mission. I want to go back to Acts chapter 11, verse 27. During this time, some prophets came down from Jerusalem to Antioch. One of them, named Agabus, stood up and through the Spirit predicted that a severe famine would spread over the entire Roman world. This happened during the reign of Claudius. The disciple, each according to his ability, decided to provide help for the brothers living in Judea. And this they did, sending their gift to the elder by Barnabas and Saul. This is the first time Saul and Barnabas collect a contribution according to the prophet Agabus and give it to the people living in Judea. Now, Acts chapter 21, verse 10, that prophet is the same prophet. So you write down Acts 11. This is the prophet who tell the Christian, the Gentile Christian, what happened in Judea. They're going to have a severe famine. They sold their house. They sold their land. When they face severe famine, they don't have money to survive. You, Gentile church, get the spiritual blessing through their contribution. Now it is your turn. You owe it to them to pay them back. And this Agabus and saying thing like that. Chapter 21, verse 10. After we have been there a number of days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea. Coming over to us, he took Paul's belt, tied his own hand and feet with it, and said, "The Holy Spirit said, in this way, the Jews of Jerusalem will bind the owner of this belt and will hand him over to the Gentiles." This is what Agabus said. Listen to me carefully. Acts chapter 21, when Agabus, moved by the Holy Spirit, make a prediction, make a prophecy regarding the severe famine that hasn't happened yet. And yet, it's exactly happened. Acts chapter 11. Now, Acts chapter 21, he predicted that the owner of this belt will be high and handed to the Gentiles. It hasn't happened, but I think it will happen. Okay? Now, my question to you is, based upon your study, and you have heard so many sermons, you're supposed to be the man, just like what Paul say, Romans chapter 15, verse 14, "I myself am convinced, my brother, that you yourself are full of goodness, complete in knowledge, and competent to instruct one another." So I'm testing. I'm just testing to see how much knowledge that you have when you study the Word of God. My question to you is, should Paul go or should Paul not to go? Now, take a look at the response of those people in verse 12. "When we heard this, when we including Dr. Luke, Timothy, Silas, and all these godly people, when we heard this, we and the people there pleaded," the people there, who are the people there? That including one of the deacons called Phillips, in verse 8, and then in verse 9, Philip has four daughters. They are all prophetess. Okay? So including the four daughters, unmarried daughter of Philip, including Philip, Philip's also filled with the Holy Spirit too in Acts chapter 8. Dr. Luke is filled with Holy Spirit too, okay? Now, all these people, when we heard what Agabus has predicted that, and we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. There's a difference between verse 12 and verse 4. When the disciple there in verse 4, through the Holy Spirit, and they urged Paul not to go to Jerusalem, Paul ignored the warning, together with all their Paul companions ignored the warning. They just go on. But in verse 12, "When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go to Jerusalem. Then Paul answered, 'Why are you weeping and breaking my heart? I am ready not only to be bound, but also to die in Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.' When Paul would not be dissuaded, we gave up and said, 'The Lord will be done.'" Now my question to you, if the event can be rewritten, should Paul go to Jerusalem? The reason why Paul go to Jerusalem is to make sure the people in Judea, the people in Jerusalem, those people who sold the land and houses, contribute to the need of the apostle so that they can spread out the gospel, not only in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the end of the world. The reason why Antioch can hear the gospel, because of their contribution in finance. Paul just wants to make sure that they get the money. Should he ask someone else to do it? Yes, he can. And why not asking someone else to go? Why taking the risk? Now my question to you is, if anyone say that he should go, would you please raise your hand? Okay. And anyone say that he should not go, would you please raise your hand? So Moses, I didn't see you raise your hand either way. Should he go or should he not go? He should go? Okay. Now, the one said, I want you to have one voice, okay? If you say that he should go, give me some proof. What's the proof that he should go? Why are you saying what you say? Based upon Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, whatever you say, whatever you do, has to be in conformity with the word of God. You cannot just make your decision. Your decision could be wrong, okay? If what you have said, if what you have done is not in conformity with the written word of God, you are still in darkness. Your decision may not be right either. Anybody give me an answer? What's the proof that he should go? Okay. What did the Bible say? Do you read it? You can read it. You know what, Jean? I tell you one thing, Jean. You better study more Bible, prepare yourself to be the servant of God. That's the answer there. I purposely didn't tell you to read chapter 20. And that's the answer. Brother and sister, when you read the Bible, you read it thoroughly. Then you know whether you should go or you should not go. At one point of the scripture, the Holy Spirit moved the brother and sister, tell them not to go. And then the Holy Spirit urged Paul in verse 22. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warned me that prison and hardship are facing me. Circle the word there. In every city. Doesn't matter whether he go to Jerusalem. You think that he didn't go to Jerusalem? There's no hardship, no trouble? Are you kidding me? Doesn't matter where he go. Because he is the man of God. He do God's word, he will face hardship. Because his reward will be so great. A lot of people, they find out, oh, I don't go because going there, I'll get bound. I may die over there. Doesn't matter whether you go there or not. You still have to carry your own cross and die. And die daily. And deny yourself. Write that down right beside here. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. If anyone want to follow me, isn't it Paul say that? You follow my example because I follow the example of Jesus Christ. Do you remember that in Matthew chapter 16, when Jesus revealed the plan of him to Peter and to all the apostles, say that he will suffer in Jerusalem? What did Peter say? Peter said, don't go. No, you cannot do that. And what did Jesus say to them? Away from me, Satan. You understand? Paul did not say that, away from me, Satan. Okay? Listen to me carefully. When it is God who is at work in Paul to will, to act, and to pray according to his good purpose, according to good purpose. God gonna test him. Are you listening to the voice of your Holy Spirit or listening to the voice of the brother and sister? Listen to me carefully, brother and sister. If you are the leader in the church, if you have to make decision, if you don't know God's will, you don't voice your opinion, okay? You better be sure what you're saying, okay? Because your voice can affect other people, okay? They are all moved. Okay, verse 21, go back. Acts chapter 21, verse 12. When we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go up to Jerusalem. They all think this is the right thing to do. They're telling Paul what to do. They don't know what the Holy Spirit said to him. I want you to write that down. Right beside Acts chapter 21, you write down Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 24. Paul know them. I only know that in every city, doesn't matter whether I go to Jerusalem or go to other places, the Holy Spirit warned me that prison and hardship are facing you. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. If you consider your life worth everything to you, you won't go. I want you to write that down right beside, consider my life worth nothing to me. You write down Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. These are the instructions Jesus said to his disciple. Paul is one of his disciples. If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself. Deny himself means consider your life worth nothing to you. Jesus said to his disciple, if anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it. When Paul go to Jerusalem, at the end of the day, did he get killed in Jerusalem? No. He was rescued. Did he get killed? He found life. You know what? If Paul thinking, consider his life worth a lot more than the Lord instruction to him, he's not carrying the cross. If he's not carrying the cross, he's not worthy to write the 13 books regarding Jesus is the Christ and him crucifixion. He talked about Jesus Christ was crucified and he followed the example of Jesus Christ is willing to be crucified. Let's hear what he said. Verse 24. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me. The task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace. You know what? Chapter 20, verse 22 to 24, that is what the Lord revealed his plan to Paul according to the Holy Spirit. And Paul obey to the plan. Right beside Acts chapter 20, verse 22 to 24, you write down Acts chapter 9, verse 15 to 16. That is what God said to Ananias and expect Ananias to say to his servant Paul. Acts chapter 9, verse 15 to 16. But the Lord said to Ananias, go, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name. Paul knew it. From the first day he come to know Jesus Christ, he has to suffer for Jesus' name's sake. Doesn't matter in what city. He just carried the cross. I want to stop here. I want to ask this question. Do you think Christians nowadays should carry the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ? Yes or no? If it's yes, you please raise your hand. Should Christians nowadays carry our own cross, deny ourselves, carry our own cross, and do the will of the Father? Should we do it? That's why the book of Proverbs say, the righteous man is as bold as a lion. But the wicked people, even though no one pursue them, he run away. Now, think about that. Let's say if Paul listened to the pleading, urging from the brother and sister. All these brother and sister are godly too. All right? Let's say Paul listened to them and not to go to Jerusalem. And I believe that if he did that, chapter 20, verse 22 to 24, he contradicted the instruction of the Lord through the Holy Spirit. If that is the case, we should eliminate the 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 6 to verse 8. At the end of his life, what did Paul say? I have fought the good fight. What do you mean by fought the good fight? To go to the dangerous zone, being bound up, and yet he overcome. That's why he fought the good fight, through the power of Jesus Christ. And then he say, I have run the race. If God, Jesus Christ, want him to go to Jerusalem to give this contribution, he say, no go. Can he say? He say, I run all the ways except in Jerusalem. Right? Did he go to Jerusalem? He did. Now. And then he said, I have kept the faith. He know what he's supposed to do in chapter 9, verse 15 to 16. He know what he's supposed to do in Acts chapter 20, 22 to 23. He need to go to Jerusalem at this time. Right? If he say no go, did he kept the faith? He didn't kept the faith. If he did not keep the faith, he cannot say a crown of righteousness waiting for me from our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the righteous judge. He's going to crown me with crown of righteousness. Not only for me, but for those who delight in the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. If he didn't do it, we may as well eliminate 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1. Follow my example as I follow the example of Jesus Christ. Did he follow the example of Jesus Christ if he listened to all the other godly people? Do me a favor. I want you to write that down. Right beside Acts chapter 21, verse 4, verse 10, all the way to 14. You write that down. Paul indeed followed the example of Jesus Christ. He denied himself. He carried the cross. And later on, he found life. He get reward. This is what the Bible teaches. I also want you to write down, in order to save time, I want you to write down, right beside verse 10, all the way to verse 11, you write down Matthew 16, 21. What Jesus Christ faced, and that's exactly what Paul faced, the dangerous situation. When Jesus knew ahead of time what he going to face, indeed, he keep going. Verse 21, chapter 16 of Matthew. From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed on the third day, be raised to life. Jesus knew. Now Paul also knew through the Agabus prophesizing, and also through Acts chapter 20, 22 to 20, 24, through the revelation of the Holy Spirit to him in every city. He knew it, but he kept going to finish God's plan. I want you to write that down right beside verse 12, chapter 21, book of Acts. The Bible says, when we heard this, we and the people there pleaded with Paul not to go to Jerusalem. Do you know what they are doing? They are doing exactly what Peter is doing. You write that down. Matthew 16, verse 22. Peter took him aside, took Jesus aside, began to rebuke Jesus. Never, Lord, he said. This shall never happen to you. Don't tell what Jesus should do. And in the same way, don't tell what Paul is supposed to do. You say, why is it like that? Is he a proud man? Don't tell him. No. I want you to write that down. Write down Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. What did Paul say? The life that I live, I don't live by my own. It's Christ lived in me. If it's not Christ lived in him, he won't have that courage. He won't have the strength. He won't have the willpower to do it. It is Christ who lived in him. Turn to Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Hear what Paul said. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in Acts chapter 9, by faith in Acts chapter 20, not by what you guys say. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me, and I'm willing to give himself for Jesus. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Paul is the man. He hears what the Lord says through the Holy Spirit, and he keep on doing it until he finished the task. And he can say. He can say what Jesus said. He can say what Stephen has said in Acts chapter 7. It is finished. I have fought the good fight. I have run the race. I have kept the faith. I've done what you told me to do. How can he do it? You write that down. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. May the God of peace, who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. It is the God of peace equip Paul with everything good for doing Jesus' will in his life. And may he work in us what is pleasing to Jesus, to God, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Brother and sister, Paul has the strength, power, wisdom, courage to finish God's task because the God of peace equipped him. Because Jesus Christ is at work in him to do what pleases Jesus. Then he can write, follow me as I follow the example of Jesus Christ. But nowadays, a lot of Christians, they don't do that. We are a long way to go, brother and sister. I know, although you raise your hand, say that he should go, but deep in your heart, no go, man. Are we better than Dr. Luke? Are we better than Silas? Are we better than Timothy? They all say to him, no go. Are we better than Peter? Never, Lord. Right? Go back. Take a look at Matthew chapter 16. Verse 23. Jesus turned and said to Peter, because Peter said, never, Lord. This shall never happen to you. And Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of man. If Jesus listened to Peter, none of us here will be saved. We are wasting time to study the Bible. And then if Paul listened to this godly companion, a lot of scripture that Paul is not qualified to write. Because he say one thing and he do another thing. He's not being faithful. He dare not say, follow my example as I follow the example of Jesus Christ. Everybody say? Reading the scripture is easy, but doing it, we need the God of peace to equip you to do everything good. Has the goodness from him, grace from him, strength from him, comfort from him, perseverance from him. That's why Paul urged brother and sister to pray with him. Now go back to Romans chapter 15. You remember what I say? 3 points. It is God who worked in Paul, number one, to will, number two, to act, number three, to pray. It is God who is at work in Paul to pray. He not only prayed for himself, he urged the brother and sister together with him to pray to God for him. Verse 30, I urge you, brother, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Holy Spirit to join me in my struggle. Carrying the cross, you need to struggle with that. It's not an easy task. That's why he invites brother and sister to join him in his struggle by praying to God for me. How should we pray? Right beside pray, you write down Hebrew chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. I read that to you again. This because this is such a precious promise that God gave it to all his people who willing to do God's will. May the God of peace equip you with everything good for doing his will. If when God bless you left, right, and center with goodness, then you have the ability and strength and courage to do God's will. Not everyone who call me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of God. Only those who do the will of the Father can enter the kingdom of God. But doing the will of the Father, not by your own strength. And Paul said that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, I can do all things through him who give me strength. Right beside 4:13, you write down Hebrew chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. May the God of peace equip you, just like how he equipped Paul with everything good for doing God's will. And may he work in us not only to will, to act, and also to pray what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You may say, Pastor John, when you read verse 20 to 22, verse 20 to 21, some portion of the scripture you didn't read it. That's in verse 20. God, who is he? Who through the blood of eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep. Looks like you didn't mention that. Now I explain it. If how God deliver our Lord Jesus Christ, he keep going to Jerusalem and die there. Did God raise him from the dead? Did God raise him from the dead? If God raised him from the dead, God is a faithful God. Will he raise you from the dead? That's the proof of God's faithfulness to Jesus Christ. If Jesus Christ is faithful to God's calling. How God delivered Jesus, and God will deliver you. Who, through the blood of the eternal covenant. You know, just like when God make a covenant with you, he won't break the covenant. How he brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, and then when he was resurrected, he become the great shepherd of the sheep. Now, when Paul finds life, he denied himself and carried the cross and do the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. He found Jesus Christ. He become a good shepherd too. He's qualified to write the 13 books in the New Testament. 13 books. The New Testament only have 27 books. Only 27. He has written 13. Close to half on it. You understand? On top of that, all other writing by Luke is inspired by Paul. All other writing by Peter also inspired by Paul, because he did it. He made it. I prove it to you. You know why Peter dare not carry the cross? Because he don't know. If he carry the cross, will the Lord believe in me? I prove it to you. First Peter, chapter 5. When Peter understand the truth, he know that if you suffer for Jesus, Jesus will deliver you in due time. Then he's qualified to write. First Peter, chapter 5, verse 10. And the God of all grace, who call you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Those people who knows Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20 to 21, because he learned it from Paul. And those people, like Peter, he understood 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10 to 11, because from his writing, from Paul's writing, he know that God is a faithful God. If you are faithful in following him, just like Psalm 18, 25, to the faithful, the Lord showed himself to be faithful. If you are faithful in following him, he's faithful in delivering you. And then in due time, he can crown you with glory, honor, and life, and wealth. This is God's teaching. And that's why Paul wants this kind of blessing. And Paul said, I urge you, brother, by our Lord Jesus Christ, I urge you not because of my own flesh. I urge you because our Lord Jesus Christ asked you to do that. Not only our Lord Jesus Christ asked you to do that, also the love of the Spirit asked you to do that. To join me in my struggle, not to stop Paul from going to Jerusalem, encourage him to go to Jerusalem, and back him up with prayer. Brother and sister, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Back him up with prayer in his struggle to do the will of the Lord. Verse 31, three prayer items. Very short prayer, but it's very, very powerful. Pray that I may be rescued from the unbeliever in Judea. Before Paul was converted to be the disciple of Jesus Christ, he's a Pharisee. He hates Jesus. He didn't understand who Jesus is, but he persecuted all his followers. And he knows the persecution is very severe from the unbeliever. All these unbelievers are the Jews. All these Jews, you write that down, that unbeliever, they go to synagogue. You write down Revelation 2:9, Revelation 3:9. They are synagogue of Satan. They are followers of Satan. So prayer item number one, pray that I may be rescued from the unbeliever in Judea. The unbeliever are the ones who are blinded by Satan. Rescue me from the follower of Satan. Prayer item number two, pray that my service, the contribution that I collected from Gentile churches, from Macedonia and Achaia, pray that my service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saint there. I think it's the right thing for Paul to go up to Jerusalem and deliver the money. That money that he collected and the life that he risked to go to Jerusalem to deliver prove his life has been changed. He used to persecute the Christian. Now he loved the Christian. You know what? If we don't go up, there's a few things that we have to delete too. Romans chapter 9, verse 1 has to be deleted. Paul said, I speak the truth in Christ. I'm not lying. My conscience confirms it in the Holy Spirit. Verse 2, I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. Verse 3, I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brother and those of my own race, the people of Israel. He go there is to help them. And is to preach to them. And to bring the money to them. If he didn't go, take it out, man. Take out Romans chapter 9. Don't tell me that you lie. Okay? On top of that, take out chapter 15, verse 1. We who are strong, Paul is strong, ought to bear with the failing of the weak and not to please ourselves. When he go up, he's not trying to please himself. He tried to please the same in Jerusalem. Brother and sister, if you are not willing to carry the cross, we are not fit to preach the word of God. Keep going. Prayer item number 3. Verse 32. Verse 32. When God answered his first prayer, deliver him from the unbeliever in Judea, when God answering his prayer that his service in Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saint there, then by God's will, I may come to you with joy. Circle the word, with joy. You know what? At the end of the day, did he come to see the people in Rome? According to Book of Acts, did he come to Rome with joy? Indeed, he come to Rome with joy. But with what? With chain. With chain. Right? But he come with joy. That means the Lord has heard his prayer. When you pray to God, you don't need to be long. Got to be precise. He didn't know how he's going to go to Rome. He thought that he's going to go to Rome with the help from Jerusalem and go to Rome. But now he go to Rome with the persecution from Jerusalem. He go to Rome. All this trouble is free of charge. No fare. You don't have to pay for anything. Nobody dare to touch his life because he's under the protection of the Roman soldiers. In fact, under the protection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to him, how you witness for me in Jerusalem, you will witness for me in Rome in front of Julius Caesar. God is a faithful God. May the God of peace equip you with everything good to do his will. And help us to be faithful. It is by grace that we are saved through faith. It's also by grace that God used his chosen instrument to serve him. To prove that his scripture is faithful, trustworthy. Prayer item number 3, so that by God's will, if it is the Lord's will, I can live. And I can do this, or I can do that. If it's by God's will, then finally, Paul was delivered. Finally, the contribution was accepted to the saint there. And finally, Paul, together with his companion, can come to Rome with joy. And together with you, be refreshed. Verse 33. The God of peace be with you all. Amen. If the Lord Jesus Christ, if the God of peace, if the God of all hope, the God of all comfort, did not comfort Paul, he cannot write that. He cannot do it. He didn't know how to pray. Prayer, it needs to be long. It needs to be precise. You pray according to God's will, and God's going to answer your prayer. And God's going to honor you. Our Heavenly Father, we heard what you have said to us. God's word is so precious to us. May your word be the lamp to our feet, a light to our path, so that we know how to pray, we know how to will, we know how to act. And may the God of peace, God of all hope, be with us so that we can finish it and finish it well. At the end of our life, we can give thanks and glory back to you. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.